It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Saying that a living language like English changes all the time is true, but it doesn't answer the question of why or how fast.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
So people get a little upset with you from time to time because you say language is fluid. It changes. How do you deal with this?
I do say this. I'm sure the listeners of this program have gotten used to the fact that I'm saying it's change in progress, that the language is always changing, because it is. Now, sometimes people say, but why? And can it just stay still? And the answer is no, it can't. And there are a few reasons for this. Let's just talk about a few of them. One, and I think this is really interesting, is that some linguists will say that every baby, as it learns the language, be that spoken or signed, it reinvents the language. It's not just that it learns it, but babies are taking all the data that they hear as we speak around them, and then they have to figure out how the language works. Nobody says the determiner comes before the noun and the subject comes before the verb. They just figure that out. And as they're figuring it out, they're reinventing those rules. And sometimes in the process, they'll learn the rules slightly differently from the way the adults around them are using it.
So what you're saying is you're blaming babies for this.
I'm partly going to credit babies with this. Then there's the play that we all do with the language. This would be things like slang. We love playing with language. We make up new words. We come up with different kinds of sentences that are playful. That changes the language. Then there's just the creativity that comes with language. The sentences I'm saying right now, you've never heard before in exactly this order. I've never said them before in exactly this order. And as we use the language creatively, it just drifts. We come up with new patterns. So those are all some reasons. There's also ambiguity. Ambiguity is inherent in the language. I say peruse to mean read carefully. You hear peruse to mean skim. And now suddenly the word is changing. And then another big one is when languages come in contact with each other, or dialects come in contact with each other. When we have speakers who speak different varieties of a language or different languages, they start talking to each other, language changes.
Yeah, we call it Dutchlish in my family.
And English has had a lot of contact in its history.
Yeah.
Now, some people say to me, is the internet speeding up change? And I think that's a good question. And I think any linguist who says that we know the answer, we don't know exactly what the internet is doing because this is brand new. But we know it's creating new registers of the written language.
Well,
right?
Urban Dictionary.
So Urban Dictionary is recording things. We have texting, tweeting, all these online and electronic things are changing the written language. New words in the language can spread at a speed they've never spread before. This is amazing to me. A song uses a new word. It's being heard around the world in minutes. Yeah. We've never had that. And as part of this, English is spreading around the world in a way we've never seen. And it's coming into contact with languages around the world. And that's going to change English. Linguists will say we now have many, many world Englishes.
Yeah. So don't shoot the messenger, folks. Hey, thanks, Ann. We'll talk to you next week.
Have a good Sunday.